This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Not in this segment, but the next. Zach in Florida, Frank in Virginia, Jeff in California, another Zach in Tampa, Florida. Your calls are all coming up. Your specific witnesses or have family that were there on the Vegas shooting. Very mysterious situation that's left the media, which tells you they don't want you investigating. Whatever they were trying to push, gun control, didn't go too well. 877-789-ALEX. You've laid out what you think the evidence points toward. I have intel that agrees with you to a certain extent, but since you brought it up yourself, we'll do that in the next segment, then go to calls. But continue, Shepard, breaking down the analysis.
Okay, so you have to understand that the original first three helicopters that were hovering there that went dark are in a very select sliver of airspace between the Delano and the Mandalay, back behind there if you're standing at the venue.
And you have videos that show flashes going off them in the air.
If you go to IntelHub and you go in the article that talks about this transponder theory and everything, and you go in there and you find that video at 6 minutes and 47 seconds to 7 minutes in the video. If you have a big screen on your computer, you put it on full screen, you will see what appears to be muzzle flashes coming from the
vicinity. So it's not like lights on the helicopter. No. Where does, you don't see helicopter lights. You just start seeing.
Listen, I've taken the aircraft data, all the flight records, and I have looked in there. It's supposed to be nothing in that airspace back there at that time, and they're at three different elevations. It clearly looks like muzzle flash, and by the way, in that same...
And that's where the helicopters disappeared.
Yeah, around that same time, around 6 minutes and 43 seconds into the video, you can also see a shot, and I attribute this to Rick Ardito, who was actually a witness to the Vegas shooting, but I was talking with him on the phone, showing him this video, and he found this shot. We actually have identified a shot coming out of the room adjacent to Paddock's room, which is 32-134.
And that's not the strobe light 10 float floors below.
No, it is an actual muzzle flash. So at first I was skeptical that they even fired out of there. I'm one of these guys that doesn't believe the official story, and I went ahead and checked all my own data and everything. But now we have some sufficient evidence that, gunfire was coming out of this suite adjacent to Paddock's. However, after doing over 500 hours of research now into this matter, I still have yet to identify a muzzle flash coming from Paddock's room, 32-135. I still have not seen that. Now,
and remember, folks, the official story they now admit isn't true. They just want you to forget about what happened.
Well, exactly.
And we don't know exactly either.
They're not even coming out. And the fact that it looks like the FBI was in the vicinity of Mandalay Bay ahead of time. You can see the shots right there, Alex, from the video, looking between.
And I want to explain something. Just because the police were doing a counterterrorism drill that night, it doesn't mean they were involved.
Yeah.
You'll have criminals in the government that schedule a drill, so it confuses everything. When the actual thing goes down, you'll have a group that piggybacks or bootlegs. And this has been declassified, by the way, folks. So this is how they run these things for over 200 years. The British even longer. And then the people are standing right next to the operatives that are actually doing it, but it's compartmentalized. And then if the operatives get caught, they say, oh, it's just part of the drill.
To top it off, they had a sharpshooting event in town. All the best snipers in the world were in town days before. One of these guys, he's a sharpshooter. He got arrested for a bomb threat on October 5th, just days after the thing. He actually threatened that he was going to blow up something just like the Route 91 venue. He was taken into police custody. He was from Georgia. They also found a guy with fully automatic weaponry that was milled and basically designed at his own hands. This guy was arrested in Tennessee one day after the shooting. It looks like, you know, it all could have been connected. It looks like there was lots
of... Man, I tell you, it looks like there's a big old juicy cover-up going on.
Absolutely.
I mean, we know there is. And the media will go, Jones looked at this theory. He looked at that theory. He has lots of theories. Yeah, because we've been lied to, and the whole story's changed a bunch, and we've been at the cutting edge of it. We'll be right back with our good guest here. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com, IntelHub.com, and Shepard's site.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalist. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Worldwide tyranny and the satanic pedophile networks now being exposed, just like we told you they would.
You are receiving this transmission. You are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Revolution, ladies and gentlemen. 100th anniversary of the Bolshevik Revolution. We're here. But instead, humanity striking back worldwide. Their 100th anniversary was supposed to cap off global dominion of the megabanks over their slaves. Instead, it marks the turning of the tide. Shepard, Ambulus, investigative journalist, IntelHub.com. I want to go to these phone calls for you here right now in about a minute, but just best theory on motive, who's involved, what's really going on. Is it a coordinated terror attack going on by different groups? They don't want to scare the public, so they covered it up. Is it a giant heist? Is it a drill that somebody hijacked? What's your best research?
There's two possibilities in my mind, Alex, after reviewing all the data. But strangely enough, after I go through all this, I don't see ISIS going around hanging from the rafters, screaming to high heaven that they've committed this terror act. I don't see when the sheriff comes and he says, look, we're not going to talk about this anymore. And when they say there's just one shooter, Paddock, where's this group that's like, wait a minute, it's not just one shooter. We had like 30 guys all over the city and we took over the whole city. Look, after you review this for a long time, you realize that this element that did this was a high-profile, paramilitarized criminal element that possibly capitalized on a capstone event or the knowledge of some type of capstone event or drill that was going on, or they possibly took that hot. But it doesn't necessarily mean that that's an element within the government. They just might have knowledge of how the government operates. They might be connected, they might be within it, but it almost feels to me like a criminal element, Alex.
Almost like a civil war between two mafias in their playground where they're not supposed to fight with each other, kind of like Hot Springs used to be. It's this neutral zone, and it's a big pissing contest by mafia.
Yeah, you want my best guess. I think that there was an incursion into the Mandalay. I think they put 2 snipers on the roof. I think that helicopters hovered in position. I think there was firing from helicopters. There was also firing from sniper positions. I don't discount that there was people around town in other positions as well, Hooters and whatnot. But
we know it was a bloodbath all over the place. I mean, they're covering that up.
It looks like they sent a team into Mandalay from my intel, which eventually was extracted off of the rooftop of the Delano. Now, yeah, you could go and you could shoot up this venue and you could get extracted, but something makes me feel like there's some Ocean's 11 action going on here, Alex. There's a little more to it. These elements probably did have really good knowledge of how the SWAT teams were going to operate. They dispatched.
And so who's Paddock? I mean, he's got an intelligence operative background cutout of somebody they would use as a mule, basically, and his whole Looney Tunes family is as corrupt as the day is long, that's being shown. So
He could have even been on the planning phase of it. He could know some of these.
It's like Tim McVay and they hang one guy off the drive.
Look, they dispatched 30 strike teams that night in Vegas. Literally, they showed up at pretty much every casino. If you were going to do a hit on a casino, and I'm just throwing this out there, everyone knows there's no way to do this. Everyone knows it would have to be the most brazen thing. So what would you have to do to pull that off? You would have to apply fire in the direction that people would try to come in and storm the casino to get the perpetrators. You would have to lay down heavy fire, which is what they did at the Route 91 venue, to cause such a distraction and such a diversion that within a 20-minute, 30-minute...
And then the feds and the police are so embarrassed they cover it up.
Yeah, because the only way those police could enter the Mandalay Bay...
And then again, it's all done to get back at the casinos.
Well, they came in the police came in the front door, but it took them some time, Alex. By then, they were already long gone.
It shows this country's in a civil war, and this is how a 21st century civil war looks. What do you think is going to happen November 4th? I think all hell's going to break loose.
Well, you know, there's been a lot of high-profile robberies lately of gun stores, of cell phone stores, almost like they're putting together cells or fake cells or Antifa cells or something. Yeah, little bombs. So we do need to watch out for this and you know, what's coming down the pipe and how far they're going to take this. Because ultimately, look, Trump's in.
We're about to get hit with a full-on George Soros-funded commie attack.
They're not going to want Trump to get any more control than he does. They're losing control of the deep state. They have to maintain their control.
And they say they're going to kill a bunch of cops this weekend.
I wouldn't doubt it. When they think they're losing control, they're going to step it up even further. They're going to apply more force. They're going to apply more pressure. And it looks like that's what we're seeing. And why?
All right, let's take a few calls here. We've got the time, date, Tampa Vegas surveillance, Soros funding MGM. Let's go to Zach in Tampa, Florida. Zach, you're on the air with Shepard of Intel Hub.
Yes, Alex Shepard, great to be on with you. Had to connect some dots because what they pulled off here in Vegas was just too far. So first and foremost, what we have is, and this is public knowledge, you have the Foros Fund Management Group, the LLC, putting $42 million worth of put options on the MGM on
August. Oh, I forgot that. Yeah, I mean, a record put option the week before. Go ahead.
That's just part of it. So, I mean, you can't look past that. That's obvious. But also what we have here is the private military company, the Saudi Arabian-based ETS risk management company.
And that's confirmed, too. Everything the caller is saying is documented. Because this is the final pieces. You had all this royalty there, and you had the Saudi Air Force there that week.
So, yeah, this ETS risk management company is a PMC that's real shady, and they don't work now within the government because who's in the White House. But they did work during Libya with the Clintons. If, you know, I got some guys down here in the forensic accounting, if you look into the contract.
So let's start over. Zach's recently gotten out of the military and the whole intelligence area. We'll leave it at that. Called him with a lot of good info in the past 6 months. So just start back over because this is really important.
Right. So the timeline's pretty unprecedented, let alone with, you know, so you get the $42 million worth of put options done by the George Soros Fund Management Group. And also you have a contract being fulfilled by ETS Risk Management. But this contract was not fulfilled by DOD. Okay. So this is sort of this is where it gets tricky, but they were working and there are PMCs that work kind of in vacuums in Libya and Syria, and they do certain drills stateside as well. But they were there that weekend. Everybody knows they were there that weekend.
Are you talking about like those CIA paramilitary teams?
So this is a private company that is actually ran, and you could pull them up, ETS, but they are ran out of Saudi Arabia. But they did work during 2013 in Libya, and that's fiasco. So when you're saying, and people bat their eyes saying that this is Islamic, this is Islamic, not in the sense that it's done by Islamic groups, but in a way, ISIS itself was a creation of these private military groups. And if you want to, you know, back in the day, they termed like al-Qaeda, and this is real. So you have these private military companies that are backed and ran by the deep state, you know, creating this chaos around the world. And with full validation, 100% ETS risk management was on the ground in Vegas that night. And this gentleman who you have on, who's talking about these choppers being in the area, he's spot on. And the issue, the next thing I got to bring up is the forensic accounting that's going to be brought up, because there's individuals that are aware of this. In today's day and age, when you have these transfers and you're transferring large sums of money, people in the intelligence agencies who are either in or out are not going to stay quiet. And this is big, and this stuff's coming out right now.
Wow. You know what? Stay there, Zach, because we've got a guest come on, but we'll push him back one more segment. We're going to get him on. I want you to be able to come back and lay all this out, because I already knew all this, because I saw it in mainstream news that Soros had a record shorts against MGM the week before. We're going to show that article when we come back from break. Anybody can search engine 5 seconds to find it. And then we're also going to come in and show all these groups that the caller just talked about, and the Saudis having some giant military meeting with their people that week while this is happening. I mean, what in the world is going on? This is some real deep state stuff going on here, multinational garbage. And then Jeff and Frank as well. Shepherd Ambulus is our guest. I'm Alex Jones. Please spread the word. This is key information they don't want you to hear. Infowars.com/show.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Chad here, owner of Infidel Body Armor. With the shooting in Vegas, there will be calls to ban guns and body armor. You can expect prices to rise dramatically in the coming weeks as gun grabbers try to outlaw your freedom. If you don't have your armor kit yet, you are behind the curve. Don't miss your window of opportunity. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on Specials. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
This just in, before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNWellness.com, just like it sounds, GCNWellness.com, to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNWellness.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
For 10 years, and we're all getting different pieces of what happened in Vegas. Some of them have been accurate, some of them haven't been accurate completely, but we've been ferreting it out. We've been incredibly accurate when it's come up with the fact that our law enforcement sources said he had Antifa and Middle Eastern stuff in his room, that he traveled to the Middle East, that came out a week later, so much more. We got one more segment and another special guest joining us who's being persecuted for his political speech, facing jail time after Antifa assaulted him. Even though it's on camera, there in Berkeley, they're trying to put him in jail. So that's coming up in the next two segments. But right now, finishing up with some of these callers, Zach has given us great intel, says he's out of Army intelligence and other things. He's retired now, but been calling in for 6 months, giving us a lot of really great points. But I don't just go off, you know, what he says. I am reminded of the $40-plus million record put option on MGM the week before by Soros. And that the fact that the owners are big SJWs and fund Soros and other groups and get their employees to give money and then match it. Or that the Saudi Arabian Air Force and military was having a big convention in Vegas that week and all the rest of it. What was the hostage rescue team, the HRT team, on Monday morning trying to tell me? They also wanted to know, how'd you say they'd probably attack at 10 o'clock at night? I just said Antifa coming up the next month says they're going to get violent. They're going to attack overnight. They'll probably hit after 10 o'clock at night. It wasn't like some magic thing. But, yeah, I got contacted by the FBI about that, too. And this is serious business. Zach, in just 2 minutes, recap what you said and give us other intel on motive, because you've given us amazing information the last 6 months.
Sure, absolutely. And, you know, I'm going to discuss some of this stuff because it's gotten too far, and ethically it's just out of control at this point. So you have to put everything in perspective in the context of during this whole war, these wars in Libya and Syria where they're destabilizing the region, there were legitimate private military companies given hundreds of millions of dollars to kind of, you know, create this war there. So when you have a new administration come into power and they're no longer, you know, getting those paychecks, it's not like they pick up new hobbies. Okay, there's still guns for hire and they're still working. And technically, there's still ongoing investigations. So I believe that Trump and the White House is aware of what's going on. This is a battle within, I guess you could call the deep state, the legitimate government, because the reason that there were multiple teams there is because they were aware of what's going on. And the reason that some of these Saudi interests are allowed to be there, or how can they be there, what's going on? They have certain diplomatic immunities and there's ongoing, you know, projects and missions going on. So just to recap.
And there's a civil war within the Saudis. A lot of the Saudis want to do what Trump says and actually stop this. And so is this a civil war to what, embarrass Trump, or what's going on?
Well, this is ongoing. It's definitely to embarrass. I think it's way more severe than embarrassing Trump. This is a full-out war on Trump, and there's obviously a push to assassinate him and, you know, carry out their agenda. But with this specific PMC that was there working, you know, this is pretty important. And if you notice the timeline, you have a war within what is the White House now, and all these, you know, quote-unquote intelligence agencies going on. On 60 Minutes on Sunday, you also have the Emir of Qatar coming out, okay, who was sanctioned by the Saudis, the Bahrainians, and all this other stuff. When we have our U.S. assets and our legitimate PMCs in Qatar there, the Emir of Qatar talked about this PMC that he kicked out of his own country, and then you had the Saudis attacking him.
And remember 3 years ago, Vandar Bush threatened the Russians for the Olympics, and he threatened the EU that if they didn't go along with the Syria takeover by the ISIS-Al-Qaeda forces, quote, we'll launch terror attacks inside of your tourist zones. So is this the same thing the Saudis threatened Russia with?
100%. And this is, I mean, sophisticated. And the weirdness of it is they have backing sort of, I mean, this quasi-backing from the U.S., not the legitimate U.S.
The deep state Obama folks.
Exactly. So, and, you know,
and you've got Mueller that, you know, took Islam off the radical list and won't let him investigate mosque. I think they bit off more than they can chew. And so I think that's why the HRT told me there's an Islamic connection. It gave me all this info that later came out to be true about him being there earlier and the shooting inside the hotel. But then they got shut off. They don't know what's going on now. There's other stuff I can't tell people that's just unbelievable. Here's the thing. They want us to believe other stories. Let's just leave it at that. I mean, down to the point of I can't talk about it, but you're absolutely on target, Zach.
The symbology, and nobody's kind of picking this up, but the symbology from a real meta perspective of having the Luxor in the background is just so bizarre.
Yeah, that's the Middle East, that's the Arabs, that's the Muslims killing the rednecks.
This is serious, and I'm just going to tell you right now, and I don't want to rile anybody, but between November 1 and November 5, PMC contractors as far as max contracts go, I mean, there's a lot going on in the next, I don't know, five, six days, there's a lot going on. There's obviously active threats as we speak, but this is a real issue because you technically can't put this stuff and televise it, you know.
I've always said this, though, that Antifa is the cover for the real paramilitary muscle, and the fact that they brought in all these giant Islamic paramilitary contractor groups, what you're saying all is clicking. How many people you're talking to in the military there in Florida with the Special Operations Command and people, how many people are aware of this?
Everyone's talking about it, and it's the reason I'm on right now. There's kind of a certain panic now. There's just no moral efficacy here. It's gone out the window, and the sides have been drawn.
And now there's a drill for the power to be knocked out November 4th.
Oh yeah, there's a drill, and they plan this stuff well in advance. And I'm just telling you, it's been as active as it's been probably since 2011 when it comes to PMCs being active. This is stateside, so they could say they're.
Well, here's the deal: if the globalists let these Islamic groups hit us on November 4th, Trump has to take the gloves off against their leadership. Boom. And I know the military already knows that, but the military loyal to the U.S. should be target on right now. All these enemies. I mean, everybody should be pointed at them right now. And then they need to be, if they launch concerted Bolshevik terror attacks in this country, they've got to be decapitated. I'm not talk big here, folks. We're major in the bullseye for saying things like that, but I'm not putting up with it.
This was a blackmailing tactic. The shooting was an intelligence.
Exactly. Go after the casinos. Go after the bread and butter. Exactly.
To show you what they're capable of. You know, they're not backing down. They pulled this off in Vegas on the first there to show, say, hey, you know, this is where we're at.
Well, that's what I got told to my sources. They said, we can't give you the intel. This is from the White House days later. We're told this is a trigger from larger Islamic attacks. But what that really meant was it's already an Islamic attack. We don't want to go there.
And it is Islamic. And this is where they blur the lines, because when you say Islamic, they immediately go to a foreign threat. We have to realize how influential the intelligence agencies were actually.
Well, look what they've done to get Europe to run up a white flag and everything else. This is an important call. Zach, thank you so much. God bless you. You know, we should get Zach on as a guest tomorrow. Get Zach's info. See if Zach wants to come on as a guest for an hour tomorrow. And listen, Shepard, come back in in the next week for a part two of this. It's been very powerful. IntelHub.com. What do you think of what he just broke down?
Absolutely amazing. You know, nine.
By the way, I couldn't sell this on air. I don't know Zach. That's the stuff I wasn't at liberty to say. He just said it.
Well, thank
you. Can you believe that? Talk about
90% of these of the gang stalking that's going on in America right now happens from private companies. It's from private firms. You know, so all this could be connected.
Wow. All right. Thank you, sir. Amazing. We got a man who's a patriot who has been persecuted for just going out and demonstrating and being attacked by Antifa and fighting back. He's facing 5-6 years in prison. We're going to talk to him on the other side. There's some videos, too. Thank you, Shepard. Amazing.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This just in, before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, your first home medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com, just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com, to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
To get out.
I actually don't.
All right. Hey, who wants to help me get to the corner out of here?
Darkness falls across the land. The midterm elections are close at hand. And creatures crawl out of every swamp to terrorize those who supported Trump. And whoever shall be found with a MAGA hat worn downtown must stand and face the hounds of hell and fight Antifa's nasty smell.
You are surrounded by your...
The phallus stench is in the air. The funk of social justice hair.
You did it!
and libtard bulls from every door are closing in so you can fall.
Because you're an alright trooper.
And though you fight for free speech rights, your liberal friends grow bitter. For SJWs, hashtag resist.
La 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 la.
And virtue signal on Twitter.
There's nothing you people won't take.
Kyle Chapman, a.k.a. Based Stickman, has gotten so many amazing videos of Antifa over the last few years acting like little ghouls and goblins. And he's part of the new right, hails from the Bay Area, California, and is known for protesting in favor of free speech at pro-Trump rallies in Berkeley and California. Based Stickman is his handle. Preferred weapon of choice is a flagpole of freedom of speech, which he uses to fend off violent leftist groups such as Antifa and by any means necessary. He has delivered passionate speeches at pro-Trump and pro-free speech rallies all over the U.S. As neo-Marxism continues to infest virtually every nation in the world, he is leading the movement to crush the globalist agenda and continues to fight for the rights of free speech and peacefully assemble. He has been charged with a felony from the second Berkeley protest for possession of a billy club. He was released on $135,000 bail and is fighting in the courts. He has been ambushed in his vehicle by five Antifa, it's on video, attacked with bear mace, and had his vehicle vandalized. Our reporters were there and were attacked as well. So they're going after him. He needs your support. They want to make him a political prisoner because the horrible police at Berkeley literally protect the Antifa scum, many of them cop killer supporters or cop killers. They literally support them. They love it. This is why they want to take over the police and create this nightmare. So there you go. So Kyle Chapman, thank you for joining us. Tell folks what happened to you and where this is going.
Alex, thanks for having me on. So what happened is that the first battle of Berkeley at March 4th, I showed up to defend myself and my right-wing brothers and sisters against the violent domestic terrorist group known as Antifa. As a result of those actions I took, I was charged with five felonies. None of the original felonies could stick, so now they have created a trumped-up billy club charge, and it took me back into custody, raised my bail to $135K, which I, you know, thanks to my supporters, I've been able to bail out on that $135K bail, and now I am proceeding to fight this in the court systems.
And again, there's countless videos of this, of beating up women, children. If somebody's in a wheelchair, they like attack like piranhas. And when we talk about demon meth head people, I mean, you cannot talk about lower scum. I mean, they really are the scum of the earth. And I mean, describe what it's like there in California, in San Francisco, in Berkeley, in their anti-free speech, anti-America nest.
So it's frightening. The Bay Area is a massive echo chamber of neo-Marxist thought and ideology. Unlike Austin, where you're surrounded by sanity, there is no surrounding areas of sanity. The entire Bay Area is communist.
Exactly. Only downtown Austin is like San Francisco, where I get attacked and I walk outside. Everywhere else is just classical liberals, conservatives, normal people. Everybody's cool. But you go into the Piranha area, which is one of their outposts, they will attack.
Yeah, it's bad. You can't walk down the streets with a MAGA hat on. You can't walk down the streets with an American flag without the risk of being attacked. And, you know, a lot of people like...
Remember, the Ninth Circuit banned, basically said no American flags. They ruled in California that you can't wear one. You can be kicked out of school, you name it.
Right, yeah, it's the new hate crime, right? Being patriotic and showing love for your country. So you can't be patriotic here without getting attacked. My car has been vandalized multiple times just for having a Trump sticker on the vehicle. But I just wanted to make something clear to all your guests. A lot of people like to make fun of Antifa. You know, they have the purple hair. They always look ridiculous with the piercings and the trike tattoos. I have been on the front lines with these people multiple times. I had 40,000 alt-left agitators show up to protest me in Boston. And I can assure you, as ridiculous as these people may look, one thing that is not a joke is the hate they have in their hearts for people like me.
Oh, and they control our children and the public schools. No, they're very dangerous.
They are very dangerous. These people will line us up and firing squad us without a shred of remorse. This is a serious problem. We need to take
this. Well, that's what Larry Graswald infiltrating them found. I know you're friends with his daughter. Absolutely. In fact, their religion is how they want to kill us. They'll tell you.
Yeah, they if they can get away with it, like I said, they will kill all of us. It is a very much an anti-white movement. This is sort of the schism that you've seen of the anti-white indoctrination that's happened over in this country over the last several decades, where they've created this ethno-masochistic, self-loathing group of whites that have now identified themselves as Antifa. And they want to destroy the very civilization that their ancestors fought and died to create.
And they're trying to put you in jail for how many years?
Well, Alex, I'm not an altar boy, so I haven't necessarily lived a perfect life. So I have a few things on my record from when I was younger. And by stacking all these charges up and enhancements up, I could be facing up to 8 years in prison.
Wow. And I see the videos where there's like this bookstore and then the communists run the attacks from there and they direct it like generals and they just go up and beat everybody up and then they even attack just other demonstrators that are on their side if you're not there to attack. It's just crazy. But the minute you fight back, the police run over and attack you.
Yeah, that's true. But let's make something clear. The rank and file police force in Berkeley are good guys. They're solid guys.
Listen, I know some of them are because I've seen you on tape, but what about when they come in and shut down conservative meetings that are official and the cops come in and shut down? I mean, I've seen some videos of some bad people.
They're being ordered to do these things by the rank, by the police chief and by the mayor. I've talked to some of these officers.
No, I know they're not all bad and most cops aren't bad. I'm just saying, well, then why is Antifa allowed to run around and do all this thing?
Well, because the mayor of Berkeley is in bed with the organization BAM by any means necessary, led by the communist hobgoblin known as Yvette Belarka. They're all in bed together.
Oh, by the way, take Seattle. What is it? 14 Democrat mayors arrested for pedophilia the last 6 months. This other mayor just resigned after like the 20th case of a kid saying he raped him or whatever. I mean, these are, when we say goblins, these are literal child snatching creatures.
They're demons, Alex. And, you know, I've heard you describe these people as demons over the years. And by the way, I've been listening to you for well over a decade. Thank you so much for everything.
No, brother, thank you. We're in this together, man. Thank you.
Brother, you're the reason my son isn't vaccinated. You're the reason for that, and I want to thank you for that. But these people are demons. You get and up close to them like I have been multiple times on the front lines. You look in their eyes, and that level of hatred, it looks like a demonic possession, just like you've described it multiple times, Alex.
And it seems to be getting worse, more intense now.
It is. So what they realize is it's all sort of coming to an end now. You have Generation Z, which is the most conservative generation since our grandparents coming up. You have Trump, who's the best president we've had probably since Kennedy. We are going, they see their neo-Marxist, this utopian worldview that they had for America is crumbling. And now they're in their death throes and they're lashing out, trying to salvage what they have left.
That's right. Stay there. Kyle Chapman, a.k.a. Bay Stick Man. Powerful info. Stay with us.
If some high-pressure salesperson twisted your arm into buying a timeshare, it's not your fault. Whether you bought decades ago or days ago, I bet that salesperson didn't mention your timeshare could cost you twice as much as a regular vacation, or that you'd never be able to use it when you wanted, or that your fees could shoot up every year. They misled you, and that's not fair. That's why we're here, to get your timeshare company to free you from your unwanted timeshare. Get the free information you need at 1-800-783-2959. We're the Timeshare Exit Attorneys, America's number one timeshare exit service run by real attorneys, not sales companies or middlemen. It was a salesperson who got you into this mess. Don't rely on a salesperson to get you out. We've got a 100% service guarantee, and our team has already helped thousands of people get out of unwanted timeshares. For free information, call 1-800-783-2959. That's 1-800-783-2959, 1-800-783-2959.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temp from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code Radio30 up to 3 times for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This just in, before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, your first home medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com, just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
This message is transmitted at the request of the President of the United States of America and the Office of Homeland Security. In compliance with the United Nations, the President of the United States has declared martial law. Curfew is now in place. Return to your homes. Any congregating of two or more people outside of your homes will result in you being arrested on site.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's the Alex Jones Show.
And again, once the Soviet Union fell, again, that was the globalists doing that to the Russians. It's not like the Russians were they were controlling Russia and then having it attack us. It's like the globalists helped create communist China and had it take over our jobs and attack us and buy up Hollywood. Since that fell apart, the communists went underground. They'd say, oh, communists, that doesn't exist in my own college classes. Then I'd look up the professors, and they were communists. So they said, oh, we're anti-fascist. Just like when they'd arrest you if you were a communist in the 20s, you'd say, oh, I'm an anti-fascist. They're making their move November 4th. They say they're going to kill cops, burn things up, blow things up, They might do false flags. They'll shoot up crowds, leave literature there. They've done it before. They're making their move. They're pissed. They're losing. They're making their move. And they want to shut down our free speech. We haven't kowtowed, so they're throwing giant fits. Again, he's known as Base Stickman. I want to ask him where that handle came from. Kyle Chapman, doing a great job. You can follow him on Twitter at Base Stickman, underscored, or at Base Stickman on Facebook. BaseStickman.com is the website. The real Base Stickman on Instagram. And he needs to be supported because he's a prominent leader living there in San Francisco, battling them peacefully at point-blank range, you know, defending himself. Standing up against it. Is he from Texas? I like the Texas flag on that fellow's chest. So tell us more about yourself, more about how folks can support you and where you see this fight going. But my gut tells me Vegas was just a probe, just like that intelligence officer was saying earlier. Just same intel I got from folks that I can't get into. It looks like they're getting ready to make their big move, and everybody better understand the fact that we're winning politically and intellectually only enrages these dirtbags. They want to get us on our knees. Like you said, they can rape our wives and literally torture the hell out of us. Leftists always tell me, you know, in crowds, they go, when we take over, we're going to torture you, you know, and we're going to get you. That's who they are. They are scumbag demons. So continue.
So, yeah, like you were saying, I think Vegas was a false flag. It was a probe. It was one of the most blatant false flags that I think we've seen in a long time. I'm not sure what the Trump administration is doing in regards to the investigation. But
it's just too complex for them to tell the public what I've been told. Yeah, they're trying to figure it out. It's so bold and so insane that they're just like, what, you know, what is this?
Yeah, so like I was saying, I think they see their plans of this, you know, globalist New World Order dystopian world that they were going to create coming to an end, and what you're seeing now is the quickening. They are stepping up, they are accelerating everything, because once we get 4 and 8 years of Trump and all Generation Z comes to voting age, we're probably going to see another 4 years of Rand Paul. Conservatism is coming back. The right wing is coming back in a big way, and they need to take control now. Or 8 years from now, when people see how fantastic Trump is going to be, they're going to have a very hard time regaining the control they once had. As far as November 4th is concerned, I would be very, very concerned about that. I think we're going to see some serious false flags, some major disruption. People in the Patriot movement will be targeted. As you described earlier, I was ambushed by 5 masked Antifa members in Berkeley, while coming home from a political rally, and they were intent upon smashing my window. Then they're going to bear mace me, yank me out of the car, and beat me half to death. These people are serious. It just recently was released that members of Antifa here in Oakland were meeting with ISIS in Hamburg and in Syria.
Oh, we confirmed. I can't get into all of it, but and it's also been in the news, but they are literally training and merged with Islam publicly. Soros is funding it. And that's why I want to warn the little meth heads and people that are their soldiers. People start attacking me, man. It's going to be Wild Wild West. So, I mean, I'm packing at all times. The whole crew is. We got guys on the roof, okay? So people need to know we're in a absolute stance of defense right now.
As everyone should be that's in this movement. You know, as I said, things are going to get stepped up. People are going to be targeted. You know, the connection between Antifa and ISIS, you know, ISIS sees that in Western nations, you already have about 1/3 plus populace of that nation that has been indoctrinated to hate the nation. These social justice warriors, Antifa, these communists, they despise Western civilization. They want to destroy it. Of course, ISIS knows about this. The jihadis know about this. So they have reached across the aisle, and they are trying to, and they are aligning themselves with people that millions, tens of millions of people that are within Western nations that hate their civilization and want to tear it down.
and they're making their move. And again, they want to dominate other people. They don't want to have free market and watch the incredible civilization of choice. They lust after power. And those of us that don't, who are just private people, we're confident, we got our own lives, we just are blind to their ambition.
Yeah, so it's a totalitarian, tyrannical ambition. These people want to control everything you say, everything you do. This is why we have to be very careful when it comes to hate crime legislation. You always have to push back against that. The reason why Western Europe is in the position it's in is because it is a hate crime to speak out against the Islamic invasion that is occurring there. It is a pretty much a hate crime to be a conservative or a Christian in Western Europe. We cannot let these totalitarian tyrants craft legislation and pass legislation that makes it impossible for us to fight back as a civilization, a people, and a culture.
And don't you love how the globalists are destroying our sovereignty? They're the outside combine. Then they point at all of us trying to restore the country and say we're Russian agents. I mean, again, it's a total flip.
Yeah, you know, if people are still buying the Russian agent story at this point.
Boy, if the Russians are trying to make our jobs come back and take care of the veterans and turn the economy back on and everything and bring optimism. And, yeah, boy, those are some bad Russians.
Yeah, I don't know what to say about the whole Russian thing. It's so laughable at this point. I think the only people that believe it are the real basket of deplorables and irredeemables that are on the left and the neocon right.
They're just a bunch of miserable scum that want to run everybody because they're jealous everybody that's successful. Briefly, we're going to do 5 more minutes with you, and Paul Watson's coming on with some breaking news. How do people financially donate, or what can they do to help you win this case? Because we don't back each other for people that have been chosen like yourself to be persecuted for fighting back when Antifa was attacking you for not laying down. Then they're going to pick more of us off with false charges.
Sure. Thanks, Alex. Yeah, you guys can go to backtheright.com. It is a right-wing crowdfunding website for right-wing people. I have been kicked off of almost every single crowdfunding platform out there.
That's right. So the great news is we're building our own. It's good. That which doesn't kill us makes us stronger.
Yes, sir. Backtheright.com, Base Stickman. You can go there and donate. And then that's probably, or you can go to Gruntworks, Base Stickman store. You can get some t-shirts like this.
Yeah, I love that t-shirt. Let me see that. It says, good night, left said.
Left side.
Sorry, I didn't mean to help you knock your camera off there.
No, it's okay.
Hey, we're going to come right back to you in the next 5 minutes. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to ask him where he got the name Base Stickman. I still haven't done that yet. That's coming up here in just a moment. Before I go any further, speaking of us, we are under attack. And I don't say that in a whining way. I'm very proud of it, but we're champions, platform for people they're trying to shut down. We're a focal point, a rallying point, like a standard in a battle, a flag. And they want to destroy InfoWars. Now, every time we just stand up and pray to God for support, it comes through. But we got big specials running out right now. A bunch of them are about to stop today on Anthroplex and on Colloidal Silver 50% off and on a bunch of other products at InfoWarsLife.com. DNA 4 sold out for almost 4 months, is back. I don't know, just read about it. Find out what it does for your cells, your body, the detox. It's unprecedented. That's 25% off the super powerful, highest quality that we could actually develop with top firms out there, Biome Defense, 50 billion live organisms in each pill. That is back in stock. Limited supply of both of these. Believe me, I wish I could keep it in because it sells out so quick. The formulas are so complex and so high quality. It's just hard to get them. 93% vote on Biome Defense out of thousands of reviews. And we've got so much more. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. And then you fund us, we will continue to move forward. Just don't trade with the enemy, folks. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
Katie Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at KDArmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at CATIArmor.com.
ProPure water filters, most trusted, most tested. Right now you can save 25% on the ProPure Nomad Gravity System. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer for details. That's P-R-O-P-U-R.